From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, February 12, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Diane Valden is reporting for the Columbia paper. COPEC Hamlet Revitalization Task Force Chair Roberta Roll announced last month the town has been awarded a $40,000 local waterfront revitalization planning grant through the New York Department of State. The grant will fund the creation of a plan for, and I quote, waterfront and hamlet revitalization to enhance business development, agritourism, and recreational tourism, end quote. The project goals include job creation, quality of life improvements, natural resource and historic preservation, infrastructure improvement, conservation and sustainability to enhance the town's revitalization, and community stability. The project will include evaluating the creation of the so-called COPEG Spur Project, a new pedestrian and bicycle trail linking the Harlem Valley Rail Trail and other locations in the hamlet, thereby making COPEG, Roll said, and I quote, a bicycle destination, end quote. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports that Dutchess County officials are considering a proposal to raise the minimum age for purchasing tobacco in the county to 21. Board of Health member Dr. William Barrick told the County Legislators, Government Services, and Administration Committee statistics on smoking-related deaths are staggering. He said, and I quote, there are over 1,000 deaths per year in Dutchess County from complications related to smoking. Smoking is the number one risk factor for the top 4 out of 5 causes of death in Dutchess County, end quote. Arlington School District Superintendent Brendan Lyons cited a 2015 Institute of Medicine report saying that raising the age to 21 would, and I quote, significantly reduce the number of teens and young adults who start smoking and also change the cultural norms around the acceptability of smoking, end quote. The speakers who addressed the committee opposed any amendment that would exempt military personnel from the law. Barrick said, and I quote, we care as much about our soldiers as we do the rest of our youth, end quote. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. The MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the Port of Authority of New York and New Jersey Board is expected to approve February 15th the funding and construction of a federal inspection station at the Stewart International Airport Terminal. The name of the airport is slated to change as well. Norwegian Airways now offers international service to Europe out of Stewart, which means a permanent facility is needed to separate international and domestic passengers. Currently, a movable wall divides the two. The proposal to be considered would allocate $30 million to design and build the addition on the passenger terminal and authorize, and I quote, actions necessary to change the airport's name, end quote. Officials are looking to rename the terminal New York International at Stewart's Field and rebrand it as a New York Metropolitan Area facility. Members of the Stewart family, which donated the original parcel of land to establish the airport in the 1930s, opposed the name change, contending the 93-year lease signed more than 10 years ago required the name remain Stewart's International until the agreement expires. You can read that full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Kashia Cluckley is reporting for Politico New York. The State Education Department and Board of Regents on February 8th filed a complaint in Albany County Supreme Court challenging the teacher certification changes made by SUNY's Charter Schools Committee. The committee in October approved a proposal allowing SUNY-authorized charters to create their own in-house teacher certification program. State Ed and Regents allege the regulations violate existing education law and the committee violated the state's Administrative Procedure Act when approving them. The complaint argues the regulations will, and I quote, effectively erode the quality of teaching in New York State and negatively impact student achievement, particularly for children who are most in need, end quote. The New York State United Teachers and the United Federation of Teachers have called the regulations illegal and have announced plans to take legal action to block the committee from implementing them. And you can read that full story at Politico New York. And finally, the Times Union is reporting the Berkshire Museum will now be allowed to sell up to 40 works of art, including Norman Rockwell's Shuffleton's Barbershop, under an agreement reached between the institution and the Massachusetts Attorney General's office, according to an announcement made February 9th. An unidentified nonprofit American museum has agreed to purchase and display the Rockwell painting, which will be loaned to the Norman Rockwell Museum for up to 2 years. The agreement requires court approval. The group that included Rockwell's children and Healy unsuccessfully tried to stop the sale, but in November, a state judge ruled they did not have sufficient legal standing to halt the action. Attorney General Maura Healy said in a statement, and I quote, "This agreement helps secure the future of the Berkshire Museum for years to come while preserving Shuffleton's Barbershop for public view in keeping with the wishes of Norman Rockwell," end quote. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting that the day will be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny, with a temperature high near 38 degrees. On Monday night, it will be mostly clear, with a low around 14 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 32 degrees. Tuesday night, a slight chance of snow showers after 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 23. And on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 47 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 32. Sunrise today was at 6:56 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:22 p.m. That will give us 10 hours and 26 minutes of daylight. 2 minutes and 38 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Monday, the 12th day of February 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.